His words crashed among the Lord's bannermen like a great stone from a catapult. Not one of them approved. They cursed, argued, shouted down each other. "You must not do this, my lord," Galbert Glover pleaded with Rob. "Lord Walder is not to be trusted." Roose Bolton nodded.
"Go in there alone, and you're his. He can sell you to the Lannisters, throw you in a dungeon, or slit your throat, as he likes."
"If he wants to talk to us, let him open his gates, and we will all share his meat and mead," declared Sir Wendell Manderley. "Or let him come out and treat with Rob here, in plain sight of his men and ours," suggested his brother, Sir Willis.
Catelyn Stark shared all their doubts, but she had only to glance at Sir Stebron to see that he was not pleased by what he was hearing. A few more words, and the chance would be lost. She had to act, and quickly. "I will go," she said loudly.
"You, my lady?"
The great John furrowed his brow. "Mother, are you certain?" Clearly Rob was not. "Nevermore," Catelyn lied glibly. "Lord Walder is my father's bannerman. I have known him since I was a girl. He would never offer me any harm." "Unless he saw some profit in it," she added silently, but some truths did not bear saying, and some lies were necessary.